Welcome to my podcast. My name is Luna Light and I am a spiritual life coach and psychic, and I am delighted to have you here with me today. Welcome. Now, today's episode is about how to let go of everything, and this is part of my Learning to Live a Spiritual Life series. So welcome. If you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, then this, you know, they're designed to stand alone. You can listen to them individually. However, if you listen to them all, you will get the most benefit from them. So do look back and see the other episodes that are available to you. Now, I want to dive in straight away into today's topic about how to let go of everything. And first of all, I want to explain to you what happens if you don't let go of everything, right? Now, the reason that I want to share this with you is because I work with people on a regular basis, and I hear the same thing over and over again. And that is that people don't know how to let go of everything, and they don't understand the importance of it. So I want to dive into that straight away. And I wanted to let you know that when you choose, and I use the word choose, and I want you to listen really carefully to that word choose, because you have a choice here, right? Sometimes people don't accept that, or they don't realize that. They feel that they need to stay stuck, that they don't know how to let go, and that they stay stuck, and they don't realize that they can actually choose to let go. You accept the situation for what it is, and then you choose to let go. And sometimes people have a really, really big disconnect with that. And I want to remind you that you have choice, and that you will always have choice, and that you can choose change at any time in your journey. And that when you find yourself not letting go, you are then held in a space, and most of the time that is a space of pain. And pain does not fix anything, and it prevents you from growing, it prevents you from being the best version of yourself, and it prevents you from having the life that you truly desire. So you choose not to be there. And sometimes people find that they hold themselves in that place. In fact, they grip on tightly because they don't know how they would be or who they would be without those feelings. Because what happens is, when we choose to let go, we are stripped bare of those feelings. So they're no longer there. We create this wonderful space. And that is a space that becomes a blank canvas for us emotionally. And people get scared of that. And sometimes that is a reason for people to hold on. I do apologize if you can hear the builders outside. I'm currently living on a building site, so I listen to the noise of the building every single day. There's no escape now till 2024. So we just have to learn to be flexible and listen to the builders and the wonderful things they are creating. So I do apologize for that. But getting back to choosing to let go, we can also choose to stay stuck. And I unfortunately see that happen with people over and over again. And I want to invite you today to choose to move into freedom, from stuck to freedom. And it's actually a much simpler process than you maybe realize. The first thing is to realize that you do have a choice. The second thing is to accept the situation for what it is, and that you can't change everything. You can only change the way you respond to it. I'm sure you've heard that said before, but this is why it's so important that you actually recognize that and you actually do it, because it's only when you accept the situation for what it is that you're going to be able to move into freedom. And then you're going to be able to move into that wonderful space and that wonderful emotional blank canvas. And you'll only do that when you're ready to do it. If you're not ready to do it, you'll sit yourself in pain for as long as you are comfortable to be there. And when it starts to become uncomfortable and you want something bigger, better, and more aligned for the person that you feel that you are on the inside, then you will choose those changes. So don't be hard on yourself if you're not there. It's okay. I sat in pain for years. I chose to be a victim for years. And it reflected in all areas of my life, and the things I truly wanted did not show up. I don't live my life like that anymore. I choose change, and I choose change on a daily basis. But we all do things at the pace and when we're ready for them. So some of the things that I want to encourage you to do to let go of everything is not to operate from a place of expectations. I have a rather strained relationship at times with an ex-partner. And one of the times that I see that it gets most strained is when this ex-partner chooses to operate from a place of expectation, because our communication completely falls apart. And, you know, it's very difficult for me, because it's an ex-partner, to point out, well, if you didn't assume things, then this would never happen, which is what I really want to shout out. But don't operate from a place of expectations. Just operate from a place of, this is what I know and I will work with what I know. If you put yourself into a place of expectations, unfortunately, you often end up disappointed. So please try and learn that lesson not to do that, because you're going to release and let go, and things are, it's opening up a space. Because when you're operating from a place of expectation, you've got boundaries and limitations on situations, and that stifles growth as well. Next thing is not to have fixed outcomes that are inflexible, because it stops you from being able to move. It stops you being able to have the progress. It stops you from being able to move forward. And you have to be open to all possibilities. So don't have, this is the only possible outcome for this situation and there is no other option. Which means that when we're shooting for the stars, when we're, you know, putting ourselves in a place of launching ourselves off to grab gold, and success is the only option, if failure is not an option, is that we are flexible that things don't always work the first time, that we are flexible that we will learn on this and that we might have to try more than once to get the bag of gold. That is being flexible. That doesn't rule out success is the only option. It just means that we're flexible in the approach that we take to get there, and we're aware that we might have to try something more than once. You know that phrase, if first you don't succeed, try again. That's what's really helpful when we're putting ourselves in a place of not having fixed outcomes, is that we're going to be flexible in our approach to get there. The outcome is still the same in lots of ways, but we're not inflexible in how we reach it. The next thing in how to let go of everything is not to limit yourself by what you tell yourself. Self-talk is so, so important, and we believe whatever we tell ourselves. And I want you to believe, and I want you to believe this in the core of your being, that anything is possible. Anything is possible. And if you believe that, then it's true. It's true for you, and then it's true for me, because it's what I believe. If you believe in limitations and boundaries and that I can't have that and that isn't going to work for me, then you're going to stay in that place, because that then becomes true for you, because we believe what we tell ourselves. So tell yourself that anything is possible. Release yourself from limitations, boundaries, expectations, and fixed outcomes, and move yourself into anything can happen, because it can. And most importantly is, do what scares you. If it does not scare you, then it is not big enough. It is absolutely not big enough. And that is such an important thing to remember, is that you need to put yourself into that place of doing things that are bigger than you, bigger than where you are right now. Because if you don't do the things that scare you and you try and keep yourself small, you're always going to be small. So when you put all those different things together, you're going to learn to let go of so many restrictions and belts that you've tightened around yourself and guards that you've put around your heart. And then you're going to be able to let go of everything. You're going to open yourself up. You're going to embrace what comes next. And then, my dear listeners, is when the true magic of the next stages of your life really begins. Now, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast today. I will be back with another podcast for you all soon. I want you all to enjoy your day, and I look forward to catching up with you all very soon.